When did the previous contract expire? Was that the end of June?
It actually expired on August 16th of this year.
So basically, you're looking for one that covers the current school year. How long of a contract, I guess, are you seeking?
That's still in the negotiation stage, but we've been working without a contract, in essence, for the last several months since August 16th, so the entire fall semester so far.
What's been the sticking point?
There are several areas of the negotiation process that have just been extremely frustrating. They have to do, obviously, with salary, with health insurance. The college has proposed a 1.24% increase for salary, despite the fact that the administration and professional support teams of employees just received a 2% increase. And theirs was retroactive, and they're proposing that the 1.24% for faculty not be retroactive. There's also an issue of health insurance. The formulas that have been presented will basically result in thousands of dollars of lost take-home pay for faculty. Even with even a slight raise, we'd be taking home much less under a new contract with this formula for health insurance. There are also issues that pertain to professional development, basically just strangling our opportunity for any kind of horizontal advancement. They want to wipe the slate clean of any horizontal advancement credits that faculty have received so far, unless they're in a prearranged PhD program. So it would eliminate a lot of opportunities for us to, for instance, take courses and receive horizontal advancement credit for them at Western, because there aren't that many PhD programs at Western, even though the coursework might be very valuable to us professionally.
I think you see with a lot of employee groups, they have to give a something on health insurance. That's just become such a huge cost. I mean, is that something you're willing to give, but you think you need a little more pay in exchange, or are you willing to give a little bit on health insurance?
I think what's been disappointing for the faculty negotiating team is the inequity with which it's been discussed. It doesn't seem to be fair to offer the faculty members, who are the first line of defense, if you will, with our student body, with our primary focus, and that would be student learning, to not treat the faculty with the same due respect and consideration as the administration and the professional support teams are receiving doesn't seem to fit in with the core values of the college, which are caring, respect, integrity, fairness, and responsibility. We approached the Board of Trustees with our concerns last night because we know that they are very much embracing the core values of the college, and we want them to know how frustrating this process has been. We want them to get involved at this point, and that was our call to action for them to consider this and become more involved and know exactly what the proposals are that have been presented to the faculty.
Has this been difficult because there's a transition in the president's office, or has that office not been as involved in these talks?
The negotiation process has transcended the new administration. However, neither president was involved, has been involved so far in the direct negotiation in the team, in the college team.
Who's negotiating on behalf of the administration?
My understanding is that it's one of the vice presidents, the director of human resources, the vice president of instructional services, and their attorney.
Have you requested mediation or arbitration?
We have requested mediation. We tried our very best at the negotiating table for 7 months, and it's been frustrating and ineffectual. We finally reached the point that we felt we needed to request mediation, and that request has been made. We have not yet heard back from the mediator to find out when that meeting might take place.
Both sides are agreeable to mediation?
I can't speak for the college, but the faculty association has requested it.
Is there any possibility of a strike?
That's the last thing that anybody wants, because we know how detrimental that would be to our students and their success. We are fervently hopeful that the process will become much more productive than it's been in the past 7 months. And that was one of the reasons we went to the board last night. We want them to become involved and to know how frustrating and difficult it's been. We want the board to recognize the importance of the faculty, and we want the board to become involved and make sure that they have a clear understanding of just exactly what some of the proposals have been that the college has put forth.
And do you know, in past negotiations, has the board been more involved? Then it sounds like they're not involved this year.
I can't really speak for past negotiations. Mm-hmm. They have chosen so far during this negotiation to not become involved, and we hope that that changes based on the comments that our faculty association president made last night to them.
How long are you willing to work without a new contract?
There are a lot of supposals involved in that, and so I really can't say it. As we sit here and talk today, we're just waiting for the mediator to respond to us, and there will be at least two mediation sessions before any further decisions are made.
What would you like to see in order to move these talks, to see some progress?
You know, I'd really like to see a more positive approach to the whole negotiation process on the part of the college. I'd like to see a more respectful attitude in terms of the equitable proposals that they're making to the faculty. I'd like to have them consider the fact that the core values of the college are at stake. And these are the core values that, as faculty members, we bring to our classrooms every day and try to engage the students in. We think that it's only fair that the college represents those same core values to the faculty team.
Are you at all surprised that it's gotten to this point? Here we are at the end of October and you still don't have a contract?
We're very disappointed that we're at the end of October and still have just run into the stalemate. The proposal that they most recently presented was unacceptable on many, many levels, and we're disappointed.
Do you think you got the board's attention by coming to the meeting last night?
I certainly hope so. This is a board that has a great deal of expertise in educational matters and in understanding the value of the faculty's role in a solid education system. We're in a time where the role of the community college has never been more important. Everyone from the President of the United States to local industry to high schools to universities, transfer institutions, everybody is recognizing the role, the importance of the community college as never before. And I think that this Board of Trustees has a good grasp of that importance, and I certainly hope that they will consider this opportunity to become more involved and make sure that we get this resolved for everyone's mutual benefit.
And I think you said, because you haven't heard back from the mediator yet, you don't know when the next bargaining session is scheduled for then?
That's correct. We are just waiting right now to hear back from the mediator in terms of a timeline.
Anything you want to add about this?
I would say that if the board chooses to become involved in this, if the college reevaluates the manner in which it's approaching these negotiations, that we could all feel cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to resolve this through mediation. We certainly hope so. Again, it's to the benefit of the vision, the mission, and the core values of the college to be able to not have any interruption in the educational instruction.
Are you willing to go to a non-binding arbitration if mediation does not work?
I can't speak to that.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.